reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, the birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first to bury my father." Jesus answered, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
Today, Jesus speaks very clearly to us about the conditions of discipleship. And these are words that very much today Catholics in the United States need to hear, because we're both in type of Catholicism. We can have all the other things that the world has and a little bit of holy water on the side from our faith. And when, for so many of us, the choice needs to be made between God and something else, because God's only a small part of our life, God loses. When there's a choice between working on Sunday or making Mass, when there's a choice between a football party and Mass, when there's a choice between remaining faithful to a marriage that's struggling or saying yes to some seductive false proposal, so many choose the other path. Pope Benedict in Germany was describing what happens when a church gets too institutionalized, when we start focusing too much on structures, too much on habits, too much on all of this. We lose the real prophetic meaning of the Christian life. Jesus is calling us back to the radical choices we need to make to follow him. And sometimes in order to follow him, we have to give up not just bad stuff. That's obvious. In order to follow Jesus, we have to give up our sins. But we also have to give up some really good stuff for something even greater. "I'll follow you wherever you go." Jesus responded to that man, "I have nowhere to lay my head. Are you willing to be homeless with me? Or would you rather have a nice home without me?" Homes are a good thing. We pray to the Lord for shelter. But are we willing to go with the Lord, even if it would mean we're sleeping out in the open? One of the cool things about World Youth Day for so many of the young kids who were with me was some of them had never spent outside before. They were a little bit afraid that they wouldn't be sleeping in a bed. What would happen? Could it rain on them? You know, the response that just, who cares if it's going to rain? It's just a night. Would we want to be out there with one out of every 50 Catholics in the world waiting for the Holy Father to come? 50 young Catholics in the world. "Let me go first and bury my father," said to another man whom Jesus said, another man whom Jesus had called to follow him. Good thing. The fourth commandment is real. God obviously takes it seriously. But when it comes to a choice between our duties to our family and our duties to God, if there were a real, true conflict, who would win? You know, it's a sad thing for me every once in a while when I hear good Catholics tell the story that they missed Mass on Christmas. Why? Because I had some guests come over. Okay, I get it. We want to do hospitality, but why didn't you invite your friends with you to Mass on Christmas? But sometimes we can put family above God. Jesus is saying, he must be first. "I will follow you, but first let me at least say goodbye to my family at home." Totally legitimate request according to human standards. But Jesus knew that it wasn't just that request that was being made. There was a deeper tether that wasn't going to be cut. Jesus says, you got to set your hand to the plow and look ahead. Look toward me. Follow me. Don't keep looking behind as to what you're going to lose. Look toward what you're going to gain. This is very much what we need to hear in our both-and moment of Catholic history. That first it must be an either-or. Must be a Jesus or a Barabbas. And then, once we've made that choice, then the both-and returns. When Jesus promises us, like he promised St. Peter and the other apostles, those who have left all of these things for my sake and the sake of the gospel will have 100-fold in this life, family and lands, and will have eternal life. But we need to be willing to make that choice. Today we celebrate the feast of 16 who did. St. Lawrence Ruiz is the first Filipino saint and martyr. He was joined by 9 Japanese, by 4 Spaniards, a Frenchman, and an Italian, who had gone to Japan to preach the faith. They were captured. They were tortured, hung by their Achilles tendons into a big pit for hours, which made it incredibly painful, not only what was happening to your legs, but you also couldn't breathe very well upside down, with one hand free, because most people, once they were experiencing that, would wave to just say, I'm ready to recant my Christian faith in order to survive, in order to get out of this pain. But there they did, and St. Lawrence gave the testimony that even if I had 1,000 lives and 1,000 times I needed to die a torturous death, I would give every single 1,000 of those lives and more again to the Lord. That's what it takes sometimes in order for us to be faithful, to be willing to pay the supreme price for Christ, because then we cannot be bought no matter what the temptation, no matter what the devil will use in order to try to attract us away from the Lord. The devil's not an idiot. The devil recognizes that few of us are going to see pitch black, ugly, evil and say, I want that over the Lord. But instead, he'll try to use something good in order to distract us from the greatest of all, the Lord himself. Today, as we come forward on this Mass, let us ask the 16 martyrs that we celebrate today for that grace to love God above all other loves with 100% of our mind, heart, soul, and strength, so that in loving him in this way, then in the midst of the good things in the world, we will always serve him and love our loved ones as he does, not just according to human hearts.